sometimes brutal, always out of love. Aww. The K92 Morning Thangs, let's be honest.
Dating can be a messy little thing. Let's say good morning to Not Beth. Good morning, Not Beth.
Hi, good morning.
Hi. So you're in a relationship, but you have questions about everything.
Well, I am dating my mom's close friend.
Mom's? Okay, well, hang on. So your mom's close friend.
Yeah.
Guy friend?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's just all a right. friend of your mom's, but I'm guessing an older gentleman then?
Yes, he's a bit older.
Okay. What does that mean?
Does a bit older, like, is he close to the same age as your mother? Does your mother have young friends?
A lot of people have young.
I mean, yeah, my mom had me young. So he's 37 and I'm 25.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
All right. So he's a younger 37, guy. 37, he's young.
Yeah.
All right.
So he's a young guy.
Yeah. But he's mom's.
But he is mom's friend.
Yes.
Yeah.
My, okay.
And that age gap is not.
No, I don't see really any problem with that age gap at all. That's actually a way smaller. I was
than
waiting
what
for,
I anticipated.
I'm waiting for. I'm 21. He's 400. I mean, that's what I was waiting for. But it's not that. So
but
I guess
mom,
is it so much the age or is it the?
I think mom's friend.
I think it's the relationship now with mom and all of that.
Well, it's mom's fault for hanging out with cool people. I mean, that's what it is.
Does she know about him or is it what is it?
No, she doesn't know.
Oh, okay.
It's a tough, when you have the age gaps, and not even so much the age, because this one really isn't that far, but when you kind of have those generation gaps is sort of what it is, where, you know, I had a friend my age, and then she married someone who was my dad's age, which, fine, you know, I don't worry about that at all, but it was awkward because he was my little league coach, so, you know, he's like coach.
I get what you're saying. I guess it's weird, but not.
And it could be weirder from mom's perspective, because if this is a friend, then mom's probably talked to him about the daughter when she wasn't even of age. You know what I mean?
Like telling
stories when she was 14 and, you know, she ran out the shower.
You say that.
Naked. You know what I mean?
Antoine, what kind of stories are told in your house?
That's what you guys don't talk about your children. You talk about your children right now. Yes, no. All right, stop right there. It's a yes, no question. Do you tell stories about your kids right now?
I didn't even know I had kids.
All right, so in the future, somebody that you told me a story about Ava and Hendrix at this age now. So when I get older, I still know that story.
Oh, my God.
No.
But when you say it, you hear it.
All right, then. I had to put it out there. I had to say what you guys were scared to say. Mother doesn't want her friend to be dating the daughter that they talked about showering and all that stuff together.
You make it sound like she's like, look at her baby picture while she was in the bathroom.
She probably did
show. Why Antoine got to make it all ew? Hi, Tyler.
Hey, so I had to call in about this. It's bothered me for years and years. I've grown up with two girls that have been my best friends. One is Jessica, one is Ashley.
Mm-hmm.
And Ashley's dad was always a single dad. And Jessica grew up to marry Ashley's dad. And it's so awkward to me because on Facebook, they have photos when they were, you know, kids, you know, and her dad's in the background and the girl grows up to marry the dad. So her best friends now are her stepsister. And I've talked to her about it and it's just painful.
It's so weird.
So now her best friend is her stepmom?
Yep.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah. Your best friend becomes your stepmom.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a twist.
That is
like
a twist.
I see the photos, and it's just, I'm like, God, is anyone else thinking what I'm thinking? Like,
yeah. Are they still friends?
Yes, absolutely. There's photos on Facebook of them together all the time, like as a group, and I'm like, is that not?
Does the one friend, at least as a joke, be like, all right, I'm going to need you to call me mom from now on. Ugh. If you could do that, that'd be great.
Yeah, and the gap, I mean, it's got to be at least 20 years. I mean, at least.
Not even the gap in those situations. Noticeable. It's the situation. Yeah. Oh, man, Tyler, that's a messy one.
I was like, anyone else feeling this way?
I like that. Can you imagine that? Like, your best friend. Man, guys would never let you live it down. Like, Antoine, if I married your mother,
nope,
I would never.
You never call Zach dad?
Oh, it would never. He would. No. Hey, no. And Zach would never, like, Father's Day and things like that, Zach would be like, on cloud nine.
Oh, it'd be so good.
Rubbing it in.
I'd be waiting for the card. I would ask you. You wouldn't even have to spend a lot of money, Antoine. I would just want something from the heart. I would want, like, make me a card with macaroni, all those things.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, son, give us a hug. Oh, it'd be so good. Can you imagine how great this show would be if I was Antoine's father?
Oh, my Lord. I wouldn't be on it.
If you'd like to.